Hey guys, welcome back to the Mi Casa podcast. I'm your host, Harry Jowsey. I'm here once again, Sebastian. We're doing the damn thing. How you feeling, Bat?
Oh my god, I'm getting growing pains, dude. I don't know what's going on. My bones hurt. I think I'm getting taller. I've been drinking a lot of milk.
No way. Ain't no way. Bat has been a strong 5'4 for like 3 years. dude,
I've got like 2 years of me. They say the last growth spurt could happen right before you stop growing. I think it might be happening.
That's for NBA players only. NBA players are like people I know. They'll be 22 and they'll be like, he grew 6 inches this summer. Fucking Kevin Durant genetics, dude.
Oh my god, I just need my hair to start growing faster. Yeah. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I gave up on it. It's okay. Sometimes you just gotta commit, dude.
I can't commit.
You just gotta commit, bro.
How am I going to get my little alt shorties?
See, so what I learned is it's easier. So like, if you just have the buzz cut, right? They're like, oh, he's got hair. He chose to cut it. But if you have long hair and the hairline's bad,
yeah,
you are a weak person.
Yeah. You know, Curbed Your Enthusiasm has really like solidified that point in my mind. He spent a lot of the first seasons really just hammering home how much of a weak little simp you are if you refuse to just shave it.
Yeah,
you
dude. Know what I mean? Yeah, but he doesn't just shave it. He has like a fryer cut. That's just commit. You know, like a dude. Have you seen like the fryer haircut's got to be one of the funniest things. It just looks like the sun.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking ring at the head. I
like it. I respect those.
I don't know.
Not a lot of people can rock. I feel like Larry David can rock it though.
Are there still people who are still fryers? Are there like people who are still fryers?
I don't know. Like, I don't even know what a fryer really does. I just know what they look like.
No, they work for the church, I think. Right?
It's are they like the hitmen?
So like Vatican City, is there people just like rolling around with like champion fanny packs and then also just having a fryer
haircut? What does a fryer do? Is that like the Vatican's like shooters?
I think it's one of the fucking, one of the bitches of the Pope or some shit. Like, it's the Pope's bitch. I don't know. Fucking. Sorry. This is just a very weird thing. You know how I have like a Rolodex of weird facts in my mind?
Sure.
You know the only ATM that has Latin is in Vatican City.
Really?
Like if you go like to any other ATM, you can go to ATM in Italy, it doesn't have Latin. But if you're in the Vatican City, they're like, okay, there might be someone who only speaks Latin who needs to take out a big sum of money. And so it's fucking
wild. Yeah, why do you know that?
I don't know, dude. iFunny was a weird time.
Oh, wait for a second. Can you just, I would just pop that in. I know that cord is a little weird sometimes. Dude. Just to make sure. This one gives me some trouble.
Go anyway. Deeper. I can't. No, just... That's sorry, never mind.
That's what I said. Beep. You been watching anything recently?
Yeah, Winning Time.
Yeah?
That's the only thing I've been watching recently.
What, remind me what that was again?
It's about the Lakers. It's all the shit that the Lakers, oh, the old that's Lakers.
Right, on did. HBO?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Magic Johnson just being a fucking dog. And yeah. I like.
Is that one of the, is he like in that in real life?
Like in the show?
Yeah.
No.
He
no.
didn't have like cameos?
They would not approve of that. Like, him and Kareem would not approve of half the shit. Or Jerry West, they would not approve of any of... If you guys don't know, these are just old people. Who used to be cool when they played basketball. And then now they're just whatever. Kareem's still cool, I guess. He's still in Dave and shit. And Kareem's out. Kareem has a documentary that comes out, like, every year about Kareem. Because he's, like, everybody loves Kareem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Magic would definitely not approve. They're just a compilation of Magic Johnson fucking women while someone's talking about, like... him like just talk about how they need to manage the money of the Lakers better. Like they're like, we got to be responsible. We got a great player, and then just Magic being like, they're like, I swear they're just sending shots out. They're like, he would never do anything to jeopardize his life. And then,
that's wild, dude. How did they get away with this?
He's the most responsible and clean person I ever met.
How did they get away with
it? I don't know.
Does like HBO get hit with lawsuits and shit?
I don't know. It's Warner Bros. It's hard to fight Warner Bros. When they're signing everybody's checks.
Oh man!
Shout out to Warner Bros. Sign me a check, dude. I'll get AIDS.
Yeah, I'll be the next shitty Batman.
Yeah. Vengeance. Yeah, they back came to one of these shows I was doing. We're not gonna say it's a bad show, but maybe it's not as good as it could have been. But not for me. Let's say the people producing the show, but they had a guy method acting as Batman host it. And he was 5'4 and fat. So I went up there and said, I feel like this is the first Batman I think I could kick his ass. And I started thinking, I could definitely just whoop Robert Pattinson's Batman's ass.
Dude, it was so funny. It's like the only reason people were roasting him too is like Batman was hosting. There were like some solid comics on the lineup. And then every time Batman would come up, he'd just suck the air out of the room. You know, I told Corey when we got home, I was like, yeah. I don't even see how they didn't see it, but like Batman's never killed before.
Yeah, no.
So what is this premise here, you know? Why is this the theme?
bro, and the only reason I was hesitant to make fun of him was because of all the hate we were getting on TikTok about Batman. And I was like, you know what? Who are you, Mike? You don't let the internet dictate you. Fuck Batman. Batman's the most mid shit ever, bro. Fuck it.
Just the last one. Look, we can hit on the most recent Batman all we want, but like, those three, the Christian Bale. Yeah, Christian Bale killed that shit.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson's great too. The movie's just terrible. Sorry, we got there.
Like, you know, I feel so bad for that guy. I know we've already talked about this, but I feel so bad for Robert Pattinson. I want him to get like one crazy. He should be in the next Tarantino movie.
Dude, don't feel bad for him. The guy fucks, bro. The guy,
but
the guy's out here.
He's an artist, doing whatever he wants.
He's
an artist. You know, he wants to fucking also have like the acclaim of getting like crazy awards for some shit that he did, some real artistic shit. You know,
it's like when Leo keeps getting denied at the Oscars, and then now he gets an Oscar. He goes, finally, I can come in peace. That's what did it for him. Everything else was just mid up to that point. Just 20 years of mid, millions of dollars. Everybody, the hottest people,
models,
the hottest, everything. He just felt empty, dude. He just felt empty. It's like the people in the Pirates of the Caribbean before they put the coin back. He was just empty. He's like, the wine doesn't taste as good. And then he gets an Oscar and he goes, ah.
Oh my God, Leo's in a 5-star resort for $40,000 a night in like Croatia. He's like, why do I feel something's missing right now?
Okay, if it's in Croatia, it's like $2 a night. Let's be real, 5 stars, $2.
Dude, you know Croatia's like. Croatia's a slept-on gem, dude.
Is it cool?
Don't sleep on Croatia.
See, like, I don't even know where Croatia is. It's just anything with, like, too many syllables. I'm like, mid.
That's, like, the definition of the blue-ass water.
See, like, USA, simple. America, simple.
Well, that's
right?
3 syllables, dude. Yeah,
but, see, that's not too many, though. Lithuania?
Dude, our country's so long. Name is so long that we need to abbreviate it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Maybe I'm the idiot. It's okay. I'm fine being the idiot. But I'm an idiot in a free country. God bless America and no other country. No, have you seen that movie?
Which one?
Head of State.
It sounds familiar.
It's Chris Rock running for president. And he's running against the guy who's like a very Trump-esque character before Trump. It was like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And the guy ends all his speeches by going, God bless America in no other country. He always does this shit. I think about it so much, dude.
That's wild. Who gives a shit about Coachella anymore?
A lot of people.
So apparently people give a shit about Coachella.
A lot of people give a shit about Coachella. And you've heard my theory about like going to festivals from now on. Like I have a lot of anxiety about like mass shootings things. You feel me? So like, I'm saying even to the point where it's like, I guess it kind of makes sense, but like when I'm in a theater, if I hear the door open, I'm just like,
yeah,
I have this policy.
Dude, we were so cautious when we went to Batman.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. Dude talking all throughout Batman and like neither of us wanted to say anything.
Yeah, we were just like looking around. We're like, this shit could go off at any moment. Bat and I made a pact by looking at each other. If this shit goes down, it's every man for themselves, all right? It's every man for themselves.
Oh, God. Look, it's like we're in Batman. This guy looks a little violent. Like it's an omen. Better just like keep to ourselves, you know.
And the worst part, someone got shot at a Batman
movie.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what
I
mean.
And then I'm thinking about how dumb am I to go watch a Batman movie in the theaters? Like, no, but I'm not going to anything until I'm at a point where I can either afford VIP tickets or I can get comped VIP tickets.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be in the crowd. Plus the Astro World shit and everything. Right. Like I think you know, obviously you love artists, you love everything, but I just like. Environments like Coachella, it's fine. I look at it like the same way when you're like doing, like if you take drugs when you're younger, you do with like willful ignorance.
Yeah.
Same thing with like going into places with a bunch of people.
Right.
You can do that with willful ignorance when you're young, but like after a certain point, you're like, holy shit.
Especially like with all that mass shooting shit, like that was scary. But also it's like, it feels after Corona too, it's so common for shit to just like pop off in a second. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, the new fear is like that needle thing that happened in Astroworld. So I can just get poked with the needle.
Yeah,
that's what happened. They said at Astroworld there was a guy going and running around injecting people with shit.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fucking
right.
Weird.
No, exactly. Some security guard said he passed out because someone injected him. So I'm like, there's just so many multiple. There's like an onion layers to dissect about like anxiety. So if you have terrible anxiety, especially social anxiety, you're like, there's no fucking way I'm gonna make it through 3 days of this shit at all. Like,
right.
Like I don't care how much I might want to see Harry Styles set. I don't. It's not worth my life. You
dude. I know this is like controversial as someone who like really fucks with music, but like I don't really like concerts that much to begin with. Like I feel like shit just sounds better in your headphones, and it's like you more so have control over the vibe when you're listening to music, or you have like a playlist, or you're like curating shit.
I think concerts are great when someone's a great live performer. Like I got to see her at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, that must have been cool.
She's fire.
Yeah, that'd be
crazy.
She's
playing the guitar, she's doing all this shit.
Yeah.
But like I remember Trip Red, Don't Fight Me in the Future, but I remember seeing when I first went to Rolling Loud in 2016 in the Bay,
yeah,
walking in, this is before Trippie Redd was huge. He was like on when the sun was still up.
Yeah.
And he I don't know if he couldn't afford it, but he didn't have an auto-tuned mic. And it might have been the most mid shit I have ever seen in my life.
See, but what are they doing? Is like I feel like people criticize people like that who like use autotune pretty heavily in their music. But like I don't think it's a crutch. I think it's a part of like a person's sound, right?
Yeah.
But if it's going to be a part of your sound, why isn't the mic fucking autotuned at your shows? You know what I mean?
Like, you know, Trippie Redd, when he hollers, it's the best shit. Like, when he, like, yells,
yeah.
He was yelling with no auto-tune. So it was just a guy yelling at people for, like, 20 minutes. And my favorite thing is when artists, like, when rappers turn on the crowd.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to react to, like, the crowd doesn't like him. It's like, fuck y'all niggas. I never wanted y'all to be my audience. Y'all don't like good music. And then they're like, cut that shit on. They're like, 21, 21, 20. Like, dude, what's going on?
You ever seen that clip of I think it was Vince Staples getting booed because he's like, can y'all stop smoking? I've got asthma and shit. And then it just makes for like a tense situation for the rest of the performance.
The whole rest. Cut off those smoke machines, nigga. No. Dude, Vince Staples is such a real nigga though. In his 10, like, you know, like GQ.
Yeah.
Like people always bring the coolest shit.
Yeah.
He brought like the most practical shit.
Dude,
it was like
real.
A notebook, water bottles, yeah. His inhaler.
Yeah.
He's like my allergy medication. Like, it was just like really practical shit. And then sometimes these niggas and they come and they're like, I need my Rolex. I need my rolling papers. Like, I need Balenciagas. If I don't have Balenciagas, I can't go about my day.
Like, yeah, Brent Faiyaz got like multiple sprays.
Yeah. I need my scents.
Like, I need my scents.
5 out of 10 things were just scents. He's like, I need my scents.
Fuck.
And then Cordae was like too practical. Cordae just brought like a prayer mat and like, like the Quran. And he was just like vibing.
Oh, he brought his W-2.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to knock him out on the train.
Yeah. TurboTax. This segment's sponsored by TurboTax. Fucking A, dude.
Those are good though. I really like those. Like, what's in my bag, or like, what can't you live without?
Yeah.
Those are really that's solid shit. Sneaker shopping, you can find out a lot about a person from stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, dude. Sneaker shopping's great. How I spent my first million is also great.
Have you seen? Yeah, well, they had the infographics and shit. Yeah, those are dope, dude. I like those a lot.
Because some niggas are like, yeah, I spent like a shit ton on cars and shoes. Then I realized I didn't have it. And then it just turns into like a PSA about paying your taxes. Yeah. They're like, if I didn't get this next contract, I would have been broke.
Oh,
like,
my God, dude. Yeah, no good. Wait, you know what? I just thought of this. Just on the sneaker shopping for a second. You know what's crazy? You know that Chloe Grace Moretz, the girl from Kick-Ass, is like a huge sneakerhead.
Oh, yeah.
The little blonde girl,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
She's a huge sneakerhead?
She's a huge sneakerhead.
Honestly, nothing surprises me. Honestly, that makes sense. She's always been cool, though. She's always got, like, a cool vibe. Like she was, like, 15, and, like, her voice sounded like she's been smoking packs of Stokes for, like, her whole life. I was like, ah, she's a cool person, bro. Like, fucking.
Her and Sam Puckett.
Yeah, and Miley Cyrus.
And Miley Cyrus.
Bro, Miley Cyrus is a fucking G. I don't get why people hate on Miley. Miley Cyrus is cold, bro. Nigga, I would act crazy, too, bro. If Dolly Parton was my godmother, you couldn't tell me shit, bro. You couldn't tell me shit. Also, just, like, if the biggest thing we can hold against Miley Cyrus is she, like, twerked at the VMAs, that's a great mistakes list to have.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, hey, what the fuck are we talking about?
The Wrecking Ball video, a little weird, but, like, in context, like, what was that, around the time Tyler was, like, eating cockroaches, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, Wrecking Ball's still a fucking banger, dude. I went to this bar once for someone's birthday, and it was, like, they didn't have any pre-recorded music. It was just people playing the piano and singing, and this guy played Wrecking Ball, like, on the piano, like, his own, like, jazz version, and people were going fucking dumb. That's the strength of Wrecking Ball
That's
there.
Sick,
yeah,
dude.
I came in, like, niggas were going crazy, bro. So I started throwing ass for no reason. It was crazy.
Oh, boy. The power of a good song, huh?
No, but, see, you know what the issue with live music is? Is like a lot of live music's great,
yeah.
But then also live music can count as the dude at the party with his guitar,
right?
Like doing shit,
right?
And then
right.
That will ruin live music.
Fiddling,
for you. Yeah. You'll be like, nothing's worse than a guy having a conversation with you while he's playing the guitar. He goes, "What do you do? What do you do? Where are you from?"
Or it's like he's having a conversation, but he's not acknowledging that he has a guitar.
Yeah,
dude, what is this about?
hand over the strap.
Yeah.
You guys want to play beer pong? Not with you. Like, how about not with you? Every time I see people like that, you've seen Animal House with John Belushi,
yeah.
where he sees the guy playing the guitar and he just walks over and just smashes it. That's the
puts
vibe.
A wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Now this is a banger, dude.
Yeah, this is a fucking banger. Play Pooh Shiesty, why don't you? Like, I don't want to hear you fucking sing a Paul McCartney song.
See, but what would happen if someone came in with like a tough Pooh Shiesty acoustic cover, though?
Still smashing the guitar, because guess what? Pooh did that shit better, bro.
Oh, God.
Bro, when are people going to stop trying to baby?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, literally, though. He's this man. This man... The record has been put on wax. You can literally look back on it and be like, this nigga's like 3 for 3, right? All of them on video.
Mm.
This past weekend, someone tried to run up on him. Mm. Of course, it didn't go well for you.
Yeah.
When are people going to stop trying to baby? Like, in Pirates of the Caribbean, the guy goes, like, they're telling stories about, like, the murderous ship.
Mm.
And the guy goes, he leaves no survivors. And then fucking Jack Sparrow goes... But then who tells the story, right?
Right.
With the baby, there's no survivors. The right. video tells the story,
right?
Right?
Tells the story.
So what the fuck are we doing right now? Like, I've never heard a better argument for just leave a nigga alone in my life, bro. Yeah. Like,
and like, for what, dude?
Yeah, but also just like, also the, it's what's crazy too, it's like for someone who's like massively successful where they're like, their reputation precedes them.
Yeah.
You would think you'd have the knowledge to know like, all right, even if I'm not dealing with him, he's at a point now where he has security and everything. So why would I do that?
Right.
But it obviously just doesn't click for people.
Right.
But also then again, I guess sometimes they do get lucky with like in certain incidents, but it's just kind of like, I don't. Also, what's the reward? You know, like when people weigh out risk over reward, the risk is way higher.
Right.
And the legend grows after the fact, bro.
Dude, that's why the fucking Draco shit was crazy.
What, Draco the Ruler?
Yeah. Like in a public space?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. All that. Well, obviously, like that's why YG says shit like "Stay Dangerous," or whatever. But I don't know, dude. I think it's just hard to be like truly safe nowadays too, when people don't give a fuck. And also, clout's a hell of a drug, right?
Yeah,
so, like,
sure.
People will like do shit for clout. That's why, like you know, when people used to get their ass beat in the '90s, bro. It's not on video in a high school,
right?
But now there's like incentive to run up and sucker punch someone and then post about it. Like, you feel me? Like they're like, oh, I'm hard or like whatever. I don't know, dude.
is that the World Star effect?
Yeah, no, literally though. Dude, there could be a whole documentary about the World Star ripple effect. Like just like what it caused. Like there was a point in time where you heard World Star, you're like, I gotta watch this video.
Right.
Like,
right, dude. I'm pretty sure World Star got me into porn.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know about that.
You know, they just when I was like, I don't know, like 12, they had like different sections of the World Star website, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was like a, there was some like, what was it, like the Not Safe for Work music videos? Robin Thicke thought he did it first, but that was not the case, Robin Thicke.
Dude, I didn't know what NSFW stood for like years. I found out like this year. I was just like, oh, that means there's titties. Or like, all right, like I just thought, like, I didn't know that meant not safe for work. I was like, what the fuck are we?
Have you ever heard of TLDR?
No.
Too Long, Don't Read. They do that on Reddit a lot.
Okay.
The TLDR. But the crazy thing is, some person will tell like a fucking, there'll be like 8 paragraphs of them explaining like why their dad beat them or some shit. And then at the end of it, right? Because in the 8 paragraphs, it's like, I was born in North Carolina. I grew up with my mom and a happy family. And then one day it all changed. And they tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And then the end, they'll put TLDR, my dad used to beat me. But it's like, why would you not put that at the fucking top of the 8 paragraphs?
No, lead with that. How about lead with that? Just lead with that. We're on your side. Lead with that.
Oh, God. That's so weird.
Yeah, the fucking internet, bro.
I like that, though.
What is Quora, bro?
Quora's the shit, man.
No, but what is it?
You got to get on Quora. Quora's just like a question and answers thing. Quora's just like, it's dead ass just like a, you go on Quora and you have a question and someone answers it within like 8 seconds.
Dude, the only reason I thought about that is because like the GQ thing, when they let them like log into the internet, they always go on Quora, but I've never understood what it was, like as a social media platform. Yeah. Like nobody has a following on Quora, right?
No, Quora's just questions and it's like Google, but like more specific to your shit.
Okay.
See, I have a Quora account.
Like ask.com used to be.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember in middle school the shit where it was like before everyone had like actual access to the internet?
Yeah.
Like there was a phone number that you could text with questions, and they would charge you for it. Was, I don't know, like 50 cents or something. You could text them with a question. They'd research it and get back to you in like 10 minutes.
Dude, were you on dial up? I don't know.
I was on my fucking little flip phone when I was in middle school. Bro. That was the crazy shit because that's how we would also like
bully people.
That's how you get the. That's how you'd get the NSFW shit when, like, we were kids, right?
What is blue waffle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then they'd come with an answer for 50 cents. And then your parents were paying for it, which was even crazier. You know what
like,
I mean?
Why are you Googling blue waffles? You're like, SpongeBob. Like, you say.
Yeah. That was crazy. I forgot what that was called, but that was a really, that was a cool service. That's what I called the.
You used to have to text a tweet.
You said what?
You used to have to text a
That's
tweet.
That's true. Yeah, like, yeah, at the text. Same time. I call that the Redbox era. That's the era where they thought they'd stick around for longer than they did, and then the internet just, like, wiped shit out.
Bro, the fact Redbox is still a thing is nuts.
Like, it's so weird,
like,
isn't it?
Go up to a 7-Eleven and rent a movie for a dollar. Like,
who do you think uses Redbox?
I don't know. Like, also, like, what are you just, like, if you don't return the movie, are they just charging your card forever? Like, there has to be a limit, right? Like, they can't
yeah,
just
probably after you've paid for the movie.
Yeah, huh? Like, you can't just, like, fucking keep running it up. But I remember there was nothing better than, like, leaving, like, a little league practice and being like, I'm going to go to Safeway and get a Redbox. I remember getting Kung Fu Panda 2.
It was just the shit.
On Redbox. Like, Jack Black about to fuck these niggas up.
I used to get Wii games on Redbox.
There you go.
And then the PlayStation ones. That's how I played my mom didn't let me play Call of Duty when I was younger. When I finally bought a PlayStation, like, I'd have to go sneak to Redbox to rent the shit that I wanted to do. That was cool, though.
That Gamefly? That was, like, the Netflix
Yeah,
for
that
games.
Was the next one. See, but that's what I mean, though. It's, like, for everything between Blockbuster and Netflix, like, or that equivalent, there's, like, a Redbox, right?
Bunch of just dying businesses, yeah.
Right. So for every Quora, like, before Quora, it was, like, you go to the fucking library and figure it out. You
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, who still goes to the library?
I don't know.
I guess if you need, like, free internet, right?
Yeah.
Like, but what other purpose is there to go? Like, unless it's, like, a historic library, right? Where you can go, like, look at crazy shit.
Yeah, I don't think a lot. Actually, though, I heard about this the other day. Apparently, there's been, like, especially since the pandemic, there's been, like, a pretty huge resurgence in, like book sales and shit. You know that, what's it called, Barnes & Noble? That, like, they were planning on closing a bunch of stores, especially when the pandemic hit. But apparently, so many people started wanting to read, like, actual physical shit again that they've opened up like 100 or 200 stores in the last like couple of months.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, dude. Borders, remember Borders?
Yeah, I remember Borders.
Fucking
yeah.
Dead, bro.
That's crazy though. It's wild being able to compete with Amazon in 2022, huh?
I know, but Amazon definitely ate up their whole market. Yeah. Because you can get the books for cheaper.
Right.
Remember when they thought like the Kindle was going to fuck the game up?
Yeah.
But what really fucked it up is you could just order the books for $7 and get it the next day. It's right. Not like the Kindle.
It what also fucked it up was the Kindle was trash.
Terrible. Black and
really
white.
Bad.
Black and white.
So bad. Do you ever use the one that was like a, they tried to make it feel like look like ink?
No.
That was crazy. I think it was like probably the first Kindle, but
wasn't the black and white one.
It was black and white, but it wasn't like a screen. It was like a, I think like ink came up. I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works.
The refill
I don't
ink
know
cartridge.
How it works.
You're refilling ink cartridges. Like, I need that real book feel.
Yeah, like, dude, but imagine, it was like
your
a.
Your fingers are just black.
Imagine, it was like the equivalent of if someone like etch-a-sketched a page on your Kindle. You know what I mean? And then you press the button, it would like refresh, right?
Sure, they weren't making you read books for blind people, bro. Do you know what I think about it? It's like, who's using the Braille signs to go to like bathrooms?
Like if you're, I think about this all the
time. Like if you're
bro.
A blind dude just out and about, take a friend with you so they can direct you to the bathroom. Like, are you literally walking down a wall till you feel something that feels like Braille?
Yeah.
What if they? It's like the textured walls. Are they just confused? They're like A W X Y Z M L N O P. Like, you feel me? Like, what happened? Like,
oh my god, my favorite ones are like, it'll be like a. I know there'll be a sign on like a metal plate in a restaurant that's like hot to the touch, and then there's like the Braille under it. You're like, what the fuck? Who is this for?
You know how he knows it's hot to the touch? Because he got third degree burns on his big,
trying to find the Braille.
Or you're going into a penthouse apartment, and it's like apartment 586, and then there's Braille under it. If you're my friend and you're blind, and I make you find your way up to my apartment,
my penthouse apartment,
when I'm 12 stories up, we're not really friends, okay? Just get the memo and leave. Like, it's fine.
Dude, that's crazy because, like, there'll be a sign for the elevator that says in Braille, like, this is the elevator.
Yeah.
But then you get to the buttons, and there could be 48 buttons on a high rise. Yeah. Those buttons don't have Braille next to them. The numbers don't have Braille.
And if they do, what are you doing? Pressing every button before you get to the 48?
Yeah, like what? What? You have to like count them? What the fuck, dude?
Taking leaps of faith. One, you're like, all right, 12's normally here. All right, 12. All right, 48. You think you press 48, you just get on the 12th floor, you're just fucked.
Do you think blind people are really good at math?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I just said no. Just to say no. Like, I don't fucking...
They might be good at math.
They're probably good at a lot of things, dude.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are good at a lot of things. Dude. But, like, you think you probably have to be better for, like, counting buttons, for example. You know what I mean?
The real question is, was Helen Keller good at public speaking? That's the real question.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes, definitive yes.
Did she write a bunch of books?
Dude, she did everything.
How?
She was a fucking legend, dude. Yeah,
Helen Keller has to be. What do you mean? She has to be conspiracy theory.
There's no way. There's no way.
Dude, that can't be real.
I've heard the tapes. I haven't heard the tapes. No,
I'm going to go home and YouTube Helen Keller speaking. It's a good place to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it. Yeah. Bing bong.